100 Word Stories.
Okay, there's the microphone. Hi, hello, good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. And here comes the air conditioning, and here comes the cat attacking my feet while I'm trying to record this. Okay, did I mention the website, one a day until the day I die.com? I got a little distracted by this little bitey monster. Missed you, evil baby panther. So the topic of this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is Express. And y'all sent in a lot of stories on the topic of Express. Oh, we got some Jeffrey Fisher. Hello to Ross Hastings. Let me just confirm that I'm allowed to say his name. Okay, sure. Yay, all right. Sometimes people send in, like, other names. We've got Muncie. We've got Lisa. And Richard. Tom. Serendipity. There's Tom again. Why did he send in two? Tura. Lizzie. Well, maybe they're the same thing. I don't know. Then Norval Joe and Planet Z. So we've got a whole bunch of stories. I'm going to shut up and let them roll. Here we go. No, gotta hit pause.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 548 on the topic of Express. And here's my story for today. The passengers boarded the 350 headed west and waited for the train to pull out of the station. Then, as always, the train stopped about 5 miles down the line to allow the 4 o'clock express train to pass. Couldn't the railroad just switch the two trains? Everyone who wanted to be home earlier could catch the speedy 350, and the cheaper folks could follow behind at 4. Gutierrez laughed. What was the point of getting home earlier? The guys never showed up at the local until around 6, so he made the most of his extra time by studying the ankles of the well-dressed lady one row in front of him. And that's it for me this week. Hope everybody has a good week. So talk to you later.
Express Yourself by Ross Hastings. Express yourself, quoth Madonna, famously. Acknowledging the fact that our early material rarely brims with subtext or irony, it seems fair to assume the sincerity of her most earnest encouragement. The problem is, asking most people to express what they're really thinking is like encouraging an alcoholic to drink, or a Japanese businessman to sing I Would Walk 500 Miles by the Proclaimers, or asking a toddler to shit himself. Their responses, rarely hesitant, will be aggressively enthusiastic. Your approval of the results assumed up front, and your inevitable suffering when they shit themselves socially, publicly, and literally, won't be Madonna's fault. It will be yours.
Greetings, my symphony. Munzee here again with a story whose title sounds like I've released a signature line of perfume, which I have not. But I don't promise not to. Expression by Christopher Monroe. Don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to the test. You know you've got to. Make him express how he feels, and baby, then you'll know your love is real. Express yourself. Freedom of expression is, after all, constitutionally protected, as noted legal scholar Madonna pointed out. But, perhaps more importantly, self-expression is a responsibility. As citizens of a free society, we've a duty to make our voices heard. I'm expressing myself right now, in fact. What I'm saying is basically nonsense, but that doesn't take away from the fact that I have the right to say it. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Thus ends my story, my symphony, and I'll see you in another week for the greatest week of the year.
Good morning. Richard here, and I have a cold, and I feel very sorry for myself. Anyway, enough of that. Let's move on to the stories. Three for you this week, all on the topic of Express. The first I've called Agatha. Grandfather was a huge fan of Agatha Christie. He had all of her works, even a couple of first editions. So when it came to his 80th birthday, we clubbed together to buy him and Grandma a trip on the Orient Express. It had always been his favourite story, but we had no idea just how he'd taken it to heart. The first we knew something was wrong was when he was escorted from the train at the end of the journey by a policeman, without Grandma. They said she was murdered, but the culprit, that remains a mystery. My second story this morning is called Retirement. My grandfather was a funny chap. When he retired, he found it hard to adopt a life of leisure. He refused to take things easy, and whenever something interesting was happening, you'd be sure to find him there, keeping notes, taking photographs, and generally being a nosy old bugger. After he died, we cleared out his house. There were boxes crammed full of the fruits of his labours, accounts of every noteworthy event in town, births, marriages, deaths, and disasters, all meticulously recorded. We found his business cards. Arthur Sponge, reporter, retired. X Press. And finally, before I expire, this one's called Grandfather. It was my grandfather's express wish that his ashes be scattered at the peak of Kilimanjaro upon the last snows of spring under a full moon. Needless to say, we had no intention of seeing his wishes fulfilled until his solicitor advised we wouldn't see a penny of his fortune unless we complied. It took months of organizing, but finally it happened exactly as he wanted. The thing is, Grandfather was no fan of mountaineering, had no interest in Africa, and hated snow. But he loved a practical joke, and I guess he's laughing fit to burst right now. I'm not laughing. I'm on my way out. So until next time, goodbye.
People, Tom here, and I come from Chicago, which means at this very moment, history may be hanging in the balance. They'll probably blow it. My dad, 85 years old, saw his last pennant when he was 10 years old. I hope they do it, but I wouldn't count on it. They are the Cubs. And my story this evening is called One Glorious Shining Moment. Jesse and Jacob flew for the Great Eastern Express Corp. The Batloff Express ran relay flyers from Deadman on the plains to Cordovillas on the coast. Tandem flying down the central circuit ensured the mail would reach its appointed destination. Jesse, the bolder of the team, tended to keep his Batloff closer to the ground for speed advantage. Jacob flew a bit higher, which gave him a strategical advantage. They averaged 20,000 clicks a cycle, the best fracking relayers on the Transveld. With the completion of the Great Western Clack Corp's Helionet, the Batloff Express faded into history. And that's it for this week. Go Cubs. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I wish you people would get it right. It's the one thing guaranteed to raise my blood pressure. The word is espresso. Espresso. Never, espresso. There's no such thing. It means nothing, and shows you up as an ignorant fool, without whom society would be better off. In fact, maybe I should do something about that. Go ahead, order an espresso, and let's see what you get. Maybe I'll lace it with cleaning fluid. Add a shot of bleach, and a sprinkling of glass splinters. You won't notice. You wouldn't know coffee if you drowned in it.
Closure by John DeCleese. What really bothered the genie should not have bothered him. All jinn had been trapped by King Solomon, so his imprisonment was a given. It was the unique nature of the prison that was the problem. Solomon's most famous geometry was his seal, but he had been imaginative, and long before that latter-day saint of topography had given his name to it, Solomon had devised a Klein bottle, in which he had put the genie. As it was inside itself, there could never be any way out. But Solomon had also pioneered building ships in bottles. Thus, eternal seasickness. The Fastest Tap in the West by John DeCleese. When you dance dressed as a female, they call you a pony. Fred learned that watching a chorus line and went out and got himself a job. Most of the guys wanted to be Ginger Rogers, so everybody could dance. But Fred wanted to be Ann Miller, who had the fastest foot in Hollywood. He heard that she could unhinge her hip, but without that he still got the 500 taps per minute, and that made him a star, even if in a limited niche of theater. He was fondly remembered at his death, age 90, as the Pony Express.
Tura Brazoino here, with a story on the subject, Express. Pa didn't like trains. Horse and buggy's all you'll ever need, he'd say. One day, the express train stopped. Even the stopping train didn't stop there, unless you telegraphed a request. It had broken down, and was waiting for another engine to come. So, I hitched. The big city. It's like, even seeing it, I couldn't imagine it. So, I'm just a boy, and I got nothing. I gotta live, so, anyway, weren't no worse than home. Eventually, I take another train. Bigger places. And now, here I am, starship captain, boldly going. There's always a bigger place to go.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Would you like to offer a special someone a trip to an unknown destiny? We have what you're looking for. Rates for all budgets. We have a promo with our express rate. The ride might not be first class, the company somewhat off, but it's all part of the adventure, right? We'll take your special someone to vaguely puzzling yet strangely calming accommodations where he'll be able to enjoy the serene tranquility of our lodgings, alongside a large crowd of other peaceful campers. Oh, and we'll even provide a sturdy shovel for the gardening hours, a highlight of our program. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll be back next week without a shovel, I promise. Okay, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
A Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 548 with a prompt of Express. Here is my story. After warming himself in the blanket, eating the ramen, and drinking the water, Mickey came to his senses. He didn't know where he was. To find his way home, his best chances lay at the hideout he had just fled. Finding his way back through the darkness, he crouched in the brush, watching people mill about the shack. He couldn't express his disappointment to find among the criminals both Ferret and Cherry Cola. He wanted to run out and confront these girls who he had thought were his friends. All he could say was, "Ooh, ooh." He was still a monkey. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Years ago, the Round Rock Express were founded by Nolan Ryan and his son, Reed Ryan. They were the minor league team of the Houston Astros. But then, Nolan Ryan joined the front office of the Texas Rangers. The Round Rock Express became the minor league affiliate of the Rangers. Then, the Astros hired Nolan and Reed Ryan to their front office. The Express will return to the Astros in 2 years. All this time, the Corpus Christi Hooks have been owned by the Ryans, and it's been an Astros minor league team. But nobody gives a crap about Double A.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Express. I know what you're thinking. Hey, I want to be a part of the next one. Well, okay. All you got to do, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click on Weekly Challenge, and you'll see that the next one, here, let me give you a hint, it's Halloween. Halloween is coming up, so why not do one? Give a Halloween story. It's not like there's been a whole month of them up on the regular feed. No, you've got to add to the pile. You can do better. I know you can. That's why I'm opening things up and saying, hey, why don't you give it a shot? Blah, 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 blah. Social media, this and that. Click on this. You're going to tell someone. All that stuff. Whoop for an award. You hear all this other crap in production and all sponsors and credits. You're the ones who make this possible, so give yourself a pat on the back. Unless you're driving, keep both your hands on the wheel. Unless, of course, you're in one of them autopilot Teslas, then just be sure to crash and burn. All that stuff. So thank you all, and I will see you next week. I'm just in an endless loop at this point. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.